This episode of Coverville is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and get 3 months free. Find out how by listening to this show. Coming up on episode number 1251, you always hear about Carole King, right? She can feel the earth move under her feet. She and her Tapestry album and all the great stuff that she released. Well, she was music, right? And lyrics were Jerry Goffin, who is celebrating, or who would have been celebrating, a birthday a couple days ago. He is the lyricist behind all those great Carole King songs and more. A lot of stuff you're going to hear on today's show. Coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 13th. 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Yes, one day before Valentine's Day, if you are someone who celebrates Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day. I'll be your Valentine. I'll put a Valentine into the lovely decorated shoebox that is sitting on the front of your desk. Won't that be nice? Yes. Like I mentioned, Jerry Goffin, the subject of today's Coverville. I've done a couple episodes where we focus on Carole King. Now, You almost can't do one without the other. There were things that each of them did apart from each other, but for the most part, 90% of the stuff that Carole King did, she did with Jerry Goffin. 90% of the stuff that Jerry did, he did with Carole King. So this is a good sister show to Carole King episodes that I've done in the past. And if you're not familiar with stuff that those two wrote and created, your mind is about to be blown by how much stuff, how much music you love was actually written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Before we get to the music, I want to throw out some thank yous. Coverville is a Patreon-supported show, so big thanks to patrons like Uli Leon, Jordan McClure, Adam Grossworth, Stephen Katz, Peter Clark, Mike Pompa, Robin Vidimos, Sean McGurr, J.D. Friedland, as well as longtime Coverville citizens like Robin Dudna, Carla Huffman, David Taylor, Mark Firth, James Mitchell, Chris McClintock, Philip Langer, and Anita Shankar. Oh, and Sebastian Van Dijk. Can't forget him. If you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/coverville and throw a couple bucks my way. That's all it takes, just a buck or two. Help support the show, patreon.com/coverville. All right, I'm really excited about this next one because this is going to blow some people's minds. If you saw the recent biopic, the recent Golden Globe-winning biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, you know the backstory of Freddie Mercury and Queen, that the four of them worked together before they became Queen. They kind of worked together in lower clubs and had a couple different aliases, Smile being one of them. One of the other aliases that they performed as, primarily a nom de plume by Freddie Mercury, was Larry Lurex. And one of the songs they recorded and released was this song way back in 1971, a cover of a song performed by Dusty Springfield, but written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. The song is called Going Back. Here is Queen before they were Queen. Thank you.
like I hope she would. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. That I've been dreaming of. I walked her home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just a one-night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I should. Oh yeah. There's something tells me I'm into something good.
Tells me I'm into something.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
This old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, where all my cares just drift right into space. Oh. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and beat, I go up where the air's fresh and sweet.
Up on the roof,
I get away from the hustling crowds and all that rat race noise down in the street.
Oh.
Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise this trouble proved.
Up on the roof,
and if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Up on the roof,
up on the
you make me feel, you make what you done to me.
What you done to me.
You make me feel so good inside.
Good inside.
Sure, of course. Yeah, you know, Aretha Franklin, probably the best known version of that song. But originally it was Carole King writing that thing with Jerry Goffin. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, performed there by Yves Caridis from Triple J's Like a Virgin 14, the 14th volume of that great series, which is the one that came out last year. So obviously, we got 15 coming up sometime here in 2019. Great version right there. Beautiful version of that song. Before that, I'm sure I butchered her name, by the way. I'm sure it's not Yves Caridis. It's probably Yves Carida or something like that. Up on the Roof by Bathtub Dogs. Hey, I can pronounce those two words. From their 2011 album, Out Loud. It's a song that was originally done by The Drifters. And covered very well there by Bathtub Dogs. The Fire Apes. Wow, the Fire Apes and the Bathtub Dogs. Great. Fire Apes with their cover of I'm Into Something Good from their 2005 album Central Park Carousel. Of course, Herman's Hermits, the band mostly most closely associated with that that song. Although The Bird and the Bee, man, they do an incredible version of that song. If you haven't heard that, look for it. I think I've played it on a previous episode. The Locomotion by Gito Gito Hustler, Japanese punk rock band, from their album Love and Roll, a cover of the song, probably that classic song by Little Ava. The story goes is that she was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and they asked her, they heard her singing, and they asked her to record this song for them. That Gito Gito Hustler version came out in 2006. And we started off with, yeah, I know, not the greatest audio quality, but hopefully you listened to it for those amazing early, early Freddie Mercury vocals. Larry Lurex, pre-Queen, pre-the band Queen. Actually, back then it was just Freddie Mercury, Brian May, and Roger Taylor. John Deacon had not joined the foursome yet, or made it a foursome. Going Back is the name of that song, a cover of a song that was released by Dusty Springfield. We'll get back to more of the music in just a moment. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you about one of the sponsors for today's episode, and that sponsor is ExpressVPN. That's right, ExpressVPN. Now, let me guess, you've got a laptop or a tablet or a phone, and you take it every once in a while. You go to a coffee shop and maybe you hang out there for a little while and use your computer while you're sipping on your double almond milk espresso latte or whatever. I don't know. That's what I get. Don't you? Doesn't everybody get the same thing as me? Well, and you're sitting there and you're on a public Wi-Fi. You know that. What you don't know is that all these scary things can happen to you when you're on public Wi-Fi. You can get hacked. You can get your information stolen. Guess that's the same thing as getting hacked. But you don't want that, right? Of course you don't want that. And that's where something like ExpressVPN can help you. Now, you're thinking, all right, I can use ExpressVPN on my computer. Sure. But can I use it on my laptop? Yes, of course you can use it on your laptop. I'm sorry, on your tablet or your phone or whatever. It only takes one click to get that awesome protection. And it keeps track of your social media, or it keeps it hidden. Your emails, those sensitive purchasing forms, the e-commerce when you're buying something online, keeps all that stuff protected. Plus, you know, you can probably get away with things like using Netflix in other countries. I don't know. I don't recommend it, but you could. It's really, really easy to use, whether it's an app on your computer, your phone, or your tablet. Turning on the protection for ExpressVPN only takes one click. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding that ever-present IP address that you don't want the bad guys to get a hold of. No, don't let them have it. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month, and even less if you are a Coverville listener. Let me tell you how you do it. Go to expressvpn.com/Coverville. That's expressvpn.com/Coverville. ExpressVPN.com/Coverville. You're going to get 3 months free when you buy a 1-year package. Go there to learn more and use the number one VPN service as rated by TechRadar, and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Once again, that's expressvpn.com/Coverville. Try it today, won't ya? All right. Back to the music, and kind of continuing on with, you know, all these great oldies that you're familiar with by different artists, and hearing them kind of in a different style, but all have that common denominator of written by Jerry Goffin, and most of the time with these, with Carole King as well. How about this one right here, originally released by Bobby V? This is an answer song. Now, I may have talked about this, well, I have talked about this on the show, but I don't know if you've heard me talking about my love for answer songs. So you had all these songs like Will You Love Me Tomorrow and Hit the Road, Jack, right? All these songs that kind of are popular. One of the things that people did in the 60s and 70s was write answer songs that used the same melody but replied back to the song. So here is Sammy Lynn with her answer, You Should Know I'm Still Your Baby.
Your tears have fallen, 'cause he's taken me away. And though it really hurts you so, there's something that I though
let your mind completely. You give me love so sweetly. This the lasting treasure, or just a moment pleasure? Can I believe the magic of your sight? Will you still love me?
Thank you. word was true. I showed them all I had of faith in you. I just kept on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other guys who lead you. Somewhere, and I should use my head, but I didn't listen to what she said. I kept right on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other boys.
That's a voice you know as soon as you hear it. You recognize it as soon as you hear it. That's Zooey Deschanel, part of She and Him. She's the She. From their album Classics, that is their cover of Oh No, Not My Baby, originally done by Dusty Springfield. Before that, I Am Kloot, Kloot, with a song that they recorded as part of a really cool BBC radio project called 12 Hours to Please Me. Yes, 12 Hours. It's a great name, too, right? Basically, for 12 hours, they brought in bands to learn and record songs from the Beatles' Please Please Me album, and they played them one right after the other on BBC Radio. That was their cover of Chains, and they did this all at Abbey Road Studios. A really, really cool project, bringing all these bands in. Learn the song, play the song, 12 hours, that's all you got. It's awesome. Chains, covered there by I Am Kloot. Yeah, and you know, not an original Beatles song, of course. Originally done by The Cookies, and of course written by Jerry Goffin. Before that, The Monkees' Porpoise song, covered by the band Trouble. That's one of those songs that you don't immediately think of The Monkees when you hear, because it is so psychedelic and not pop at all, more atmospheric. That's such a great song. A lot of covers of that out there, by the way. The Trouble included it on their 1995 album, Plastic Green Head. The Porpoise song right there. Brian Ferry from his Taxi album from 1993, covering the Shirelles' Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Not Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, by the way. The song title is Will You Love Me Tomorrow. And Sammy Lynn with You Should Know I'm Still Your Baby, an answer to Bobby V's Take Good Care of My Baby. We were talking about answer songs in the chat room while that was playing. There's a Don't Call Me Runaround Sue, which is an obvious answer to Runaround Sue. Gary, Don't Sell My Diamond Ring, a cover of, or an answer to This Diamond Ring by Gary Lewis and the Playboys. A lot of great stuff on there, by the way. If you like those answer songs. And I wish they'd make a comeback. I wish there were answer songs these days to pop hits. Maybe someday they'll come back in vogue, and we'll see those happen. All right, let's tell you about another sponsor for Coverville. That sponsor is Heartcrate. Now, this is something really cool that I've just gotten involved in. I'm on the board of directors, and it's a really, really an amazing project. You can find out about it at heartcrate.org. But basically, they're getting boxes of toys to kids who come from abused, neglect, and otherwise homes that aren't helping. You know, homes that where they're not getting the love that they need to be getting as kids. And pulling them out of these situations usually means that they're taken from these abusive homes, neglected homes, in very quick situations where they don't have a chance to grab the toys and things they need. They basically have a garbage bag where they shove their clothes in, and they're moved into a rehabilitation facility that is usually a pretty stark room with a bed that's not much better than a prison bed, but it's better than the abusive situation they were in. And usually they don't have any of their toys with them. They're kids. They should have toys with them. Well, Heartcrate is working to get these kids the toys, not just a random box of toys, but stuff that they love. You know, if they're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they're getting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys. If they're into Power Rangers or Pokemon or Magic the Gathering cards or things like that, then they're getting toys and things that are part of their interests. In addition to that, they're also getting a letter from a volunteer, someone from the geek community who's into the same things that they are. And so they get that personal interaction via a letter that means a lot to kids in these situations. And then when they get finally put into better homes, into foster homes, or whatever, they've got this cool box of toys that's theirs, that they've customized, that they have all their favorite things in, and they get to take those with them. It's heartcrate.org. They're looking for volunteers. They're looking for donations. If you can help support this this project, this charity, it would mean a lot to me. Heartcrate.org. Go check them out. Really, really cool bunch of guys, and I'm really, really excited to be part of this. Heartcrate.org is where I want you to go, and go and check these guys out. And get some kids the fun. Let those kids be kids, for Pete's sake. That's what they need to be. All right, back to the music here. And moving on to, if I hit stop right now, then we're going to lose that. So I'm just going to fade that out is what I'm going to do. All right, oh boy, I hope you're ready for this. Here's a voice, speaking of voices that you just can't not recognize, Tiny Tim has absolutely one of those voices, one of those recognizable voices. You know him, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, playing on a ukulele. Yeah, of course you know Tiny Tim. He got together with Brave Combo back in 1996 before he passed away, and recorded an album called Girl, which had a bunch of great covers on it. It also included this one, which was originally done by Steve and Edie, but of course originally written, as all these songs are, by Jerry Goffin. Here is the song I Want to Stay Here by Brave Combo featuring Tiny Tim. Prepare yourself.
Honey, I just want to stay here. I'm
weekend squire who just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care.
Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
lot of endings to that song. Sweet Young Thing by the Bent Back Tulips, originally done by the Monkees. A little bit of Last Train to Clarksville in there as well, feels like. From 1995, their album Looking Through, the Bent Back Tulips and Sweet Young Thing. Before that, Dusty Springfield herself with a cover of Don't Forget About Me. That is originally done by Barbara Lewis back in 1969. Dusty Springfield from her Gold Greatest Hits album. Great voice. One of the best voices in music, if you ask me, Dusty Springfield. Just amazing. Hoop at the Bomp and the Bomp a Bomb Shabomp. That is me first in the Gimme Gimmies, who maybe didn't put it in there originally, but certainly put it in there for that song. From their album Blow in the Wind from 2001, a song that was recorded originally by Barry Mann. And the Echoes with Pleasant Valley Sunday right before that. Of course, the Monkees did that originally. Post Fab 4, a tribute to the Monkees, is where that one can be found. And Brave Combo featuring Tiny Tim, the late, great Tiny Tim, from the album Girl from 1996, covering Stephen Eadie's I Want to Stay Here. What a great song and a great album to remember. Tiny Tim by, with such an amazing accompaniment by Brave Combo, who you wouldn't expect to go so well with Tiny Tim's very unusual voice, but they do. Does so well. That is Brave Combo and Tiny Tim. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another show. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, I want you to. That's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call a request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com. Everything you're looking for is there. Everything Coverville related is right there. Support the show by becoming a patron using patreon.com/coverville. Leave your comments in the show notes. I love seeing comments in the show notes of the episode. If you have any comments at all, maybe you want to tell me about that Tiny Tim cover and how much you hate it or love it. I don't know. I don't care. Tell me. Or how much you love that Pleasant Valley Sunday cover with that 80s style. Whatever it was that did it for you this episode, let me know about it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brandon Mitt Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they will still love you tomorrow.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.